Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A new review is coming right to you. It'll pop up right in your podcast feed. I see you laughing too. Jeff and Riley know what to do, I think. Right? They do. Yeah, they're the best at improv. And it's back into the song! I think. Fuck. I don't know how it goes. Alright, here we go. Don't look back. They may find another review.
Woo!
Watch out for Jeff's wagon.
The new episodes will be waiting here for you.
A new review is coming right to you. It'll pop up right in your podcast feed. I see you laughing too. So let's start the show right fucking now. 96 Glove, let's go. That's Riley. Right. Sorry, thanks, Jeff.
Let's start right fucking now.
Justin Goncalves style. He wants to shout out his YouTube channel, Drunk Ghost Explorers, where we ghost hunt haunted places while drunk.
I love that. I would love to join that.
Well, it's public drunkenness and it's breaking and entering, right? So that's okay. The thing that Justin has to understand is that you can't just have hooch and then be on someone under someone else's roof.
But no, if you just call it drunken ghost hunting, then like it's fine.
You think any authority figure will be like, oh,
they'll that's be like,
awesome.
Hey, whoa, hands up, drunken, disorderly, breaking and entering.
No, whoa. We're just drunk ghost hunting.
No, we're oh, shit.
Well, now that's fun.
No, that, I know, well, on you, you could have a good time.
But be safe.
That was a really, that theme song made me feel so many things.
Oh, it was a Scooby-Doo theme song.
Of course.
I would not have known that.
I
didn't see the email.
It was just because of like the pew, ping,
right.
Like all of the, you know, those.
I thought it was Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you? I'm drunk and hunting polters.
I'm drunk in some stranger's house.
What?
Today is the first. Can I just say, I'm happy girl today. Because today.
It's not.
September 22nd.
It was yesterday.
No.
Yeah,
is it 22nd?
I thought it was the 21st.
Hold on. I need to... No. No. Hold on 1 second. Daniel, cut this out. Or
keep
just cut out this dead space. No.
Keep in the dead space.
No. That's not good podcasting, right?
I want everyone to sit in this moment with you as you figure out that the fall solstice is
September 22nd. We're both wrong. It's tomorrow.
What?
Wait, no. Sorry. 2 hours ago, ABC7 said it's today.
You were right.
But the equinox is tomorrow. So today is the first day of fall, which means I am here. I'm fully here. We are getting another heat wave coming this next week.
Yeah.
So it's going to be in the 90s, but I don't care.
Yeah. Also, Mercury's in retrograde. It's not a good... It's been a bad week for me.
Oh, same for sure.
Yeah. Well, you more so because you fractured your toe.
I did break a bone. I did hit it. Against a coffee table. And you know what? For everyone who's like, oh, is this going to be her what shook me? No. I'm leading with it to surprise you. Now you don't know what it's going to be. I did fracture my left pinky toe.
Oh, I thought it was your big toe.
No, even more asinine. it's so small, and it's like, but it affects everything. No, I just mean like it's such ew. It's just a pinky.
Just pinky toes are disgusting. Actually, when you really think about it, like
there's
you
like
do
little
not
nubs.
Need it. Yeah, but ew, I'm feeling
like,
mine right now.
But just the fact that it's like it's a tiny fracture on a pinky toe, but it's affecting everything. It's just annoying. Yeah. It's just annoying.
I feel that. But when I moved from my old place, the guy let me keep the gate key because I had to move my camper shell for my truck. And so a couple days later, I like went to do it and I left the key at my new place. So I just scaled the fence, and the fence was this old rickety wood thing.
Oh my God.
And in scaling it, like, you can kind of see it still. It's healed now for the most part, but I like pushed down on the gate to get up, and like the gate went into my, it just pressed into the flesh of my thumb and made a dent, and it started bleeding a lot. And it was fine. It didn't hurt that much, but it was like annoying.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I do love like, in your text to me this week and like us scheduling things that every other text is you being like, it's just sorry, Mercury is in retrograde. And so it's just kind of fucking everything.
It's killing me. Everything's wrong. Editing's taken twice as long because my computer keeps crashing. I'm not on the same page as anyone, not even myself. Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, I gotta do this, this, and this. It's 2 p.m. I'm like, shit, there's four other things I needed to do. I thought I was on top of shit.
Not even myself.
And I have to edit the sketch this weekend, and I have more work to do on Sunday, so it's fine.
It's awesome. But tonight, well, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this. Tonight is HeadGum, is the inaugural HeadGum Happy Hour at HeadGum Studios Los Angeles. And I'm very excited to attend, see all the HeadGum pals, see pals in LA who come out, see comedy pals. And I guess, I think like, I don't know, when we listen back to this, I think tonight will have been the night of our lives.
Why?
I just have a feeling.
It's an hour long show on a Thursday.
But it's more than that.
A lot of stuff's probably going to go wrong.
It's going to be unforgettable.
Is anybody hanging out after the show, or you imagine that everybody goes home right after?
I imagine that we stay there till 2 a.m. Not even necessarily partying, but just like all like sitting together and just having deep talks and like having a lot of breakthroughs.
You want to have a breakthrough with Joel Mandruff?
Yes, dude.
It's not going to happen.
I want Daniel and Amir to have a 30-second long hug.
I wish it was longer. The 30 seconds is sort of the direct middle ground of discomfort.
That's perfect. But we're not here to talk about hugging.
We're here to talk about fugging groceries.
I love fucking groceries.
You like fucking groceries?
No, ew, what the fuck's wrong
with you?
That's
what you said, I thought.
No, I said I love fucking groceries.
What is fugging?
You tell me. We're here to talk about Erewhon.
Erewhon. This is an idea, a theme that I feel like we've lobbed up like for a year and haven't done.
Yes. Erewhon, for those of you who don't know or who don't live in Los Angeles, Erewhon is...
Yeah, people are going to be mad.
Yeah. Erewhon is... Look it up. Look it up on Instagram, TikTok, whatever.
Erewhon, it's a fancy Whole Foods, and Whole Foods is already fancy.
Whole Foods is already fancy, and Erewhon is just like on another level of shit you don't need... Priced
raw that chocolate
at an
bars.
Insane amount.
Coconut keto bites.
Like I've been in there one time when I was like 20 because a friend of mine wanted to get a snack. And I just like I haven't stepped foot in one since because I just haven't felt the need to. So I don't even know what they offer. Other than like I feel like I see a lot of smoothies.
They do
a lot
have
of
a good
celebrity
smoothie bar.
Smoothies.
Yeah, they have the Hailey Bieber smoothie.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the cloud smoothie went viral on TikTok.
What was that?
It was like it was like the blue and white, like it looked like a cloudy sky. But what are your experiences with Erewhon?
I've been to Erewhon a couple times. but never to get like a full haul of groceries. It's always like their pre-packaged food section mm-hmm. is good. And their smoothie bar is... Sorry.
You okay?
No, yeah. It's just like there's like a chocolate peanut butter thing that they do and it's...
A chocolate... Sorry, a what?
No, it's just this like thick thing and...
A thick thing?
Yeah.
A chocolate peanut butter thing that they do?
It's like a shake, but you know.
You fucked this smoothie.
I ended up, yeah, Frenching it.
Yeah.
And
ew.
Sort of spread it open.
Ew. Everywhere. It got everywhere. You cut the cup open.
Took it. It was mine that day, as it will be forever.
It's terrible.
Very limited experiences with it, but I've experienced it enough to know what it is. I almost went there last weekend because I was like, what if we just get a couple things? What if we just get like a couple things? Like, I think they have a good meat section. I've never bought meat there, but
I was curious. I think I was under the impression that it was like a vegan or like vegetarian, vegan based grocery store, but that's not the case.
I think they have all of those options and more. So you can get veal or
what?
Dates.
Also, the energy at which like you're explaining it to me right now is like you've just come fresh off of fucking Erewhon and like
sorry,
you're never like, no, listen.
I'm wearing like a silk robe.
Cigarette hanging out your mouth.
I am so dehydrated. I gotta get back anyways, but good seeing you.
What?
We're going back for round four.
Into the store.
Do you want to start us off?
Let me see. I have a couple that I really enjoy. Hold on.
I've got a good one if you want
you
me to start.
Go for it, because I need to pick between mine, so you kick us off.
All right, so this is 5 stars from Ant M.
Mant.
Ant Mant. This is of the one by the Grove. Mm-hmm.
All of mine are the one by the Grove, too.
I think that's the original. Erewhon is the epitome of what I consider to be cool. Is cool still a cool word to use?
Same review.
Hip. Trendy. Los Angeles lifestyle. A celebrity haven. I once saw James Bond here one day. I was tempted to yell, hey, 007. But quickly realized I'm supposed to just pretend he's Craig Daniels.
It's
shut up,
so
man.
Good.
Shut up. Just, it's fine. Yeah, that, by the way, it's Daniel Craig, not Craig Daniel. Second of all, just be cool, all right, man? You're visiting me here in Los Angeles. There's going to be celebrities. You don't have to say anything to them. And definitely don't, like, approach them about their character.
I'm so sorry. It's just, like, I'm new to the city. I mean, we're in Hollywood. This is crazy. I mean, like, my baby brother living in big town. Hollywood. I mean, it's just, like, thank you for keeping me here. You know, I've just been going through a time. And so just to like see you in your glamorous life is just like, you're awesome. You know, you're awesome. Do people still say cool here? What's like the cool, I guess, what's the cool here?
It's cool or, you know, just
it's still cool. Okay. Because I said that in the store today and I couldn't tell if people were looking at me because I said that or for something else.
Look, man, I don't have a glamorous life. I'm an assistant.
Oh, come on.
In the office at a development company. That's not glamorous. That is dredging through.
Are you hearing yourself when you talk? Nine hour days.
What?
Are you hearing yourself when you talk? You work at a development office? Like,
that sounds boring.
Not for
that
me.
That sounds boring. What do you think
me.
A development office does?
I think you are in there. You're telling them what green lights go, red lights stop. I think, and you're the one who's sending out those deadline articles. I think you're the one who's making, you're the smoke and mirrors, man. You're the one who's making it
all.
So
you think I do special effects? You think I'm a journalist for the trades? And you think I'm fully saying yes or no to movie pitches?
Listen, I stayed in our hometown. I'm a fourth grade social studies
teacher.
And I love my job, okay? But like, then I see you. And you know, my whole life, I'm like, oh, I'm the big brother. You know, Jared's going to be looking up to me, but like, look where we are now. I think you're the coolest. I think you're the coolest. And so I'm just here for a weekend to like, what's a day in the life of Jared like?
All right. Well, I actually have some script coverage to do Mostly what I do is just reading a lot and giving notes. And they don't really even listen to it.
Spoiler alert. How were you not just flapping your lips all over the internet?
Well, I don't work at, like, Marvel. It's, like, a small indie film company, so, you know.
A24?
No, that's, like, the biggest indie film company. This one, it's owned by a producer who has a first look deal at Universal. So, you know, I mean, it would be avoiding my NDA, but nobody cares about the story until the movie's out or they cast someone interesting in it. So, you know, I guess that's what keeps me from flapping my gams. Just to answer your question.
There, nothing you said landed with me. Can we go to your office? Like, would that be crazy?
No, I mean, I have a key, but we're really not supposed to go to it on weekends, and you're already in the car. Come to the office. So just don't touch anything.
Already,
it looks really bland.
Everything. Wow. Oh my God. Sorry, I didn't expect to get emotional in here.
Are you? You're smiling, I think.
I think it's just like when you imagine Hollywood, you know, it's like you have all these images that float through your head. Walk of Fame. Marilyn Monroe. The Hollywood sign.
These are city landmarks and dead celebrities, which all have nothing to do with this office space.
But then you come in here. You come into a place like this. This is where the magic happens. And you are the magician.
I don't do a lot. I do office work and I read these things.
I just, like, what can I do to be like you?
I guess just stop being so impressed by everything. Like, I don't get impressed by things easily anymore, I guess.
Key card, you hear door open. Oh, sorry. No one's usually in here on weekends. I'm just cleaning.
Yes, sorry. I left something. Left a script in my desk.
Oh my God. Are you part of the custodial staff? Yeah. This is crazy. It really takes a village to, like, make a movie. Yeah, sorry. I don't know. No, it's okay. I guess you're right. That's really nice of you to say.
This is just any office building has custodial staff. So
no, I mean, it's just like they wouldn't be able to do their jobs if
you
weren't
work
here
at a school.
Making everything spick and span.
Staff.
Well, that's true.
You never get impressed by the
Thank you for acknowledging that. Yeah, I work really hard. Like, I bet you do. Everyone has a part to play in this business. Everyone
doesn't
has a part
really
to
work
play.
That hard if he's the guy who does it every day, because we come back on Mondays a lot and things are, like, out of, you know, disorganized and there's crumbs. And...
All right. Well, I'm gonna go tend to the other production floors. But it was really nice to meet you. What'd you say your name was? I didn't. It's Arnold.
Ugh.
Jared, is this your brother? Yep, big bro. He's really cool.
Not. Maybe they do use cool differently.
What?
I said maybe they do. Maybe we do use cool differently. If you think he's cool, what do you think cool means? Because this guy, he sucks.
Whoa.
Sorry.
No, I actually think he's really nice. I mean, you know what? You've been working here for 3 years. This is the most you've ever spoken to me.
That's true, but I'm always busy and stressed, and he's not helping, I guess. I'm sorry that I called you not cool, but it's, you know, it's a busy week for me, and you came here, you drove down and gave me 2 hours notice, and now I'm having to entertain you for the whole weekend, and that's hard. People are always visiting.
I'm sorry, man.
It's fine. I feel like an asshole.
No, I feel like the rump. I just wanted to come down here and... see what my little brother's big Hollywood life
You're
was
a
like.
Public school teacher. I mean, that's amazing. Honestly, your job is cooler than mine, all right? And I'm jealous.
What?
You inspire the youth, and I get trampled on like a doormat here for $32,000 a year. Our parents still pay half my rent. I'm a loser. All right? So to hear you being like, oh, your life's so glamorous, your life's cool, it's really not.
You live above an Erewhon, dude. Like, you say all the stuff, I'm inspiring, whatever, but you live above an Erewhon.
That's not cool. If you actually lived here, you'd know that that's really dumb.
Well, call me stupid, I guess. But I don't know, maybe the grass is greener, but I think, you know, every part in the machine that is this bright light big city makes it work. And you're a pretty important piece of machinery. Now, who are these people who are trampling on you? Because no one's going to step on my little brother like that.
Please don't defend me. There's like 8 people lined up to have my job. And if I say one thing out of line, I'm gone. Not only gone, but blacklisted. This guy is friends with everybody.
Cut to like the president's office of the company. Knock, knock.
Arnold, don't go in there. Don't go in there. He goes in.
Hello. I'm sorry I didn't read the slate on the door, so I'm not sure what your name is.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Jared's big brother, Arnold. And he's been telling me that you have been treating him like kind of a doormat around here. And any little brother of mine who's treated that way, that's not worth anyone's time. So I'm here to tell you to be nice.
Jared, come in here.
Jared, get in here.
Yes, sir. Arnold, you fucking idiot.
I'm helping you. You gotta stand up for yourself.
Jared, you're fired with no severance. And Arnold, what did you say you do?
Where did your accent go? I'm so sorry. I misheard, but I walked in.
When I get angry, I go American.
I've never heard of that.
What do you do for work,
before?
Arnold?
I'm a teacher. I stand up for the youth.
What city do you work in?
I work in Monterey.
All right. I know somebody on the Board of Education in either Monterey County or San Francisco County, and they all know each other. So I'm going to give one call in there, and you're also shit canned. Thanks so much, guys. Nice going, Arnold. How's this for cool? You want to be cool so much?
I just got blacklisted by a big Hollywood producer, so
it's
not you
awesome.
Could say that I'm having a pretty amazing... Is my life a movie?
all right, let's take a quick break. We'll thank some sponsors and be back with more Arrow on Reviews.
How do you have the authority to fire a teacher?
I know somebody on the Board of Education.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like
yes.
Your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
I have a review of that very same Erewhon by the Grove from Christina Z.
Christina Zendrix.
Christina Zendrix, 5 stars. We tried the Hailey Bieber smoothie, and I was like, for $18, this better be all caps good, .. And it was frowny face. Smoothie was very flavorful and yummy. Also got the lavender lemonade, and it was very good, but very sour, so beware if you don't like tart drinks. Lavender flavor was surprisingly strong, the way I like it. Always be asking for extra lavender. We'll definitely be back to try more. I love that she's like just so like descriptive of everything else, but Doom's like,
Didn't they say it was good?
No, it better be good, but it was.
Listen, we really need your help on this case. What did the culprit look like? You said you saw him?
I did. Clear as day, sir.
Where was this and what did the person look like? Describe the surroundings so we know we can match it, and then describe the person.
Okay, this was in Venice Beach, and so it was pretty crowded. It was noon, so I got a very clear look at the suspect, so let me tell you that.
Great. What'd they look like?
They kind of looked like, ooh. But then I got a closer look at them, and as soon as I saw the look in their eyes, oh my God, sir. I mean, I don't like to use this kind of language, but it was like, ooh.
Okay, so you're describing them in terms of how you felt when you saw them and the emotions they were feeling. So physical descriptions.
No. Absolutely. Physical. Sorry. They made me a little nervous. You know, it's like this is one of the biggest serial killer cases we've seen in the state in the past 25 years. And so, you know, emotions are high. But if I had to describe them physically.
Yes.
In terms of height, it was like, huh.
Okay, so an average height. My colleagues are there behind a one-way glass. I'm just trying to translate. Average height.
And in terms of, I don't know, their gait, I think sometimes it can be helpful to see. It's like, oh, how do they walk? Like, how do they move around?
Not really, but all right.
It's kind of like, oh.
Okay, so they walked. Somebody wanted to write down, not going to be helpful, but gait.
I just kind of wrote down, like, I just kind of tried to write verbatim of like, ooh, like.
No, because there's inflections like that she has. There's inflections that she has, and they're not coming through. I'm going to play hardball. Listen, sweetheart, if you don't want to get charged with obstruction of justice?
Yep, yeah, no, that's right.
Yes, it's obstruction of justice. You're gonna go ahead and tell us actual, easy to understand, transcriptable physical descriptors.
I'm so sorry. No, I am fully playing into this. Not playing into this. I'm trying to help as best I can.
What clothes were they wearing?
Okay, well, their outfit, this is like ingrained into my mind, like fully burned into my mind.
Let's hear it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What is that, stripes?
I had kind of written down like paisley. That kind of gave me a paisley vibe, but can you confirm?
Well, this is all subjective. Objective descriptors.
Objective descriptors.
A shirt, a jacket, pants.
Oh, whoa. Ding.
As anybody, sketch artist, what does this look like? Shows it to them.
Yes! That's him!
How the fuck? I'm sorry. There's no way. Fine, this is good enough. We'll go out, a warrant for their arrest. This is crazy.
They go out and see someone who walks normal, wearing like a polka dot paisley shirt, who has like a sexy air about them. That's him!
Thank you. This is good.
I mean, listen, I'm looking for work, so if you need another person to join your detective squad.
You were only helpful because you were at the scene of a crime. You can't just be on staff.
Yeah, but sir, to her point, we don't have anyone like this on our team. I mean, our sketch artist
there's
has
a reason
not,
for that.
They have
no
not drawn and drawing that good.
Outfit has someone who purposefully positions themselves at the scene of the crime but, so that they can then describe esoterically how the person looked to a sketch artist that just somehow understands, and then we get the guy as soon as we walk outside.
But if the sketch artist and this pedestrian have this, I mean, insane working relationship, I think this could be really useful to our team.
They had caught lightning in a bottle, it seems like, but I don't think it would happen again. Cut to the second time.
Well, thank you for having me back. I'm sorry. It's, again, under such grave circumstances. I don't know why I was excited about that.
What did the suspect fucking look like? Fast. This person is still
okay.
Out there.
Okay. I'll do it fast. Whoa. I mean,
sketch artist turns.
It's full, like, shaded in, colored. It's like the David of sketch art.
This belongs in a museum, but let's get this culprit first. Walks outside. There he is. You're hired. I hate this.
Cool. I guess I'm going to need
don't
a job title.
Don't ask any follow-up questions. You just take the job.
What is
I'm gonna
my
go
job
drink
exactly?
So much. We have to come up with a title for it. I am going to go slam my head against my desk at least 4 times.
I like Officer of Biddly Bop. Sir, I know that name is absolutely ridiculous, but you cannot fire
her. Need you. That's fine.
No, it doesn't all right. Fucking matter.
Do we have time for one more? 2 more?
Yes. This I got from- time.
This is from Jeffrey J.
Jeffrey James. You wrote this.
It's I didn't look at the name. It's Jeffrey with a J and then J.
It's,
but yeah, Jeffrey
it's your alias and you just changed one letter.
This is of the Venice Erewhon. 2 stars.
My review is solely based on the nitro cold brew they sell here.
Again, you wrote this.
There's nothing nitro about their cold brew. It's to dispense from a tap, sure, but it has no cascading effect and doesn't have the frothy texture that you'd expect. I'm really not sure what's happening here. It could be that they don't use nitrogen, so the coffee essentially is just being dispensed from a tap, or it could be that they dunk ice into the drink that kills the nitro. Really puzzled, but if you do want to order this, just set your expectations to a regular cold brew, and you won't be displeased. This should be a 1-star rating, but I'm adding a star because I clearly messed up ordering a nitro from a grocery store.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I know this Ben and Jerry's is quite busy, but I had a complication with my order that I would need to be rectified.
Yeah, what was wrong with it?
I ordered the super chunky, chunky, chocolatey, chippy, happy-go-lucky chocolate chip ice cream in a cone. And I received ice cream, vanilla-based, with some chocolate chips in it.
Did you say in a cone or in a cove?
In a cone. Why would I order it in a cove?
I don't know. Wait, so what was wrong with it?
Well, the issue is that it wasn't as advertised. I got chocolate chip ice cream, but what I ordered was what I said before. That
but
No, please.
No, we don't have a flavor that's named exactly that. So I was just wondering, like, did you add a couple chunks in there, or?
Well, I'm sorry if I didn't get your long name right. What it says here on the menu is super chunky, happy-go-lucky.
Oh, super chunky, happy-go-lucky. Yeah. Sorry. You said chunkalicious or something.
Well, sorry. What?
Well, you see how there could be some confusion if you, like, didn't order it exactly as worded? Like, I know it's a long title, but I don't know. Maybe you ended up getting, like, just our...
Oh, no. I see. I see. So if I had just said super chunky, happy-go-lucky chocolate chip, would that have been different?
Much, Yeah, that would have been much easier to understand.
Oh, no, I...
If you want, we can swap your order off, but I just need you to know it was your fault.
No, I understand. I take the blame. It is completely my fault. And thank you for being so patient with an old girl like me.
Is there anything else I can get you?
Well, yes. Now that you mention it, my ice cream's gotten a little runny, so I might come back for a top-up. Let me see something I haven't tried. Ooh, I would love the bright and bubbly pie-in-the-sky lemon sorbet. Please. Mm. In a cone.
Do you mean the lemon pie over the moon sorbet?
Oh, I did it again, didn't I?
I just want to make sure we get your order right.
No, what you said, that's what I want.
And this is in a cone or in a cove?
Again, it is in a cove. Well, what is the cove? Is cove an option?
Well, Ben and Jerry's really cares about, you know, charitable causes, equity, social equity, and
yes,
environmental initiatives. So if you order something in a cove, we basically toss a scoop down for some, like, sea lions in Pacific
Beach. Well, then let's do that.
And you want it in a cone or in a cove? In a cone?
I would like in a cone. I would like the lemon over the moon in the sky.
The lemon pie over the moon sorbet in the sky.
Lemon pie over the moon sorbet in the sky and a cone cove cone.
So this is kind of a complicated order. So you want it in a cone, tossed down into the cove, then retrieved, still in the cone, handed to you.
No, don't retrieve it. I thought you said that if I order in a cove, then you get to give the sea lions a scoop separately. It's like Tom's. You buy a pair of shoes and you just know that another pair is being delivered somewhere else.
Exactly. It is like Tom's, right. But no, we could just do the cove, but that's where we just fling the scoop. Or do you want it in a cone in a cove, which is put in a cone, tossed into a cove? I just...
But not retrieved.
Because you complained about the first one, and I don't want to have to do it that again. So, like, how do we make sure it's exactly what you want? And then you also want to top off?
No, I'm sorry. What I meant was, you know, my chocolate chip moment was kind of melted now. And so I figured, oh, well, I want a fresh order. And so I thought I'd get the lemon pie in the sky over the moon in a cone cove.
That's not an order. It's in a cone in a cove, not in a cone cove. What's a cone cove?
Listen, I'm 97 years old, and I'm sorry. I know it can be tiring to deal with seniors like me being a little slow.
It.
All right. Well, just please be patient with this old broad. I would like lemon pie in the sky over the moon in a cone,
okay,
with a cone of that same flavor tossed down into a separate cove to feed some sea lions.
So two different orders, identical, one of them in a cone and a cove.
I want one order for me. I'm not paying
one
twice.
For you.
One order for me. The line
it's not
is
like
blocks long.
I think I confused you with the Tom's thing. It's not you order one and we for free toss the ice cream into the cove. You would have to order two scoops separately of lemon pie in the sky over the moon sorbet. One for you, it seems like you want it in a cone.
Yes.
And then another one in a cove for sure, but it would have to be in a cone in a cove if you want it in a cone in the cove. Also, we did just run out of that flavor.
Okay. Give me strawberry cream dream in a beamer, I guess.
What's in a beamer?
It's the flavor. I guess it's in a BMW. I don't know. Your flavor names are always so crazy.
It's not a flavor. That is, we toss it into the car of someone who's driving like some kind of German-made sedan. Because again, we at Ben & Jerry's believe in social equity and nobody should be driving that. It's also bad for the environment. So we basically egg the car with the ice cream. But again, it does not come with your order. That would be your order if you order that in a Beamer. You could also do it in a Beamer in a cove, which is highly illegal, but we do toss the ice cream in the car, then drive it off into a cove for the sea lions, sort of giving back. We're out of strawberries and cream.
Oh my God! we're out of that flavor.
We are out of it. I don't think this freezer is on. It's all melting. It is on my Dockers. Should we do our last segment?
Yeah.
This shook me all week long.
At least we're talking about something.
We didn't say anything.
Now we are.
Cash.
What about cash?
Aya Cash. No, I don't know. I really don't have anything. Just the fact that this week has been a nightmare.
Why has it been a nightmare?
Just overloaded with stuff and technical and technical things and interpersonal relational. I just can't communicate. That was
no,
it.
No, I got it.
And I'm going to get a lot of flack from people saying Mercury retrograde is not real. I don't care what you guys think, but that's what shakes me.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't yuck his yum. If his yum is Mercury retrograde.
Trust me. I would actually appreciate my yum getting yucked. It would take my mind off the Mercury retrograde.
Ew.
I need my ass eaten stat.
Aiden.
Hmm?
I need my ass eaten stat.
eaten. Shit.
Aiden.
What's been shaking you? It is so hot in here.
What has been shaking me? What has been shaking me? You know, I know that I was coming in all rear and ready to go, being like, oh, my toe isn't going to be my what shook me. And it really should have been because I'm casting me mind back. Oh, so last week, I know that Adam Scott was my crush. This week, it's not so much a crush and more of just like Daniel and I finished Severance. And I know I'm so late to this, but I need someone to talk about it with. It's so fucking good. Again, and so now I guess what shook me is like, we're ready to start another series that we're going to be very late to. I have a feeling it's going to be Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets is so good.
So I'm really excited to, and Survivor started last night. So that's what's shaking us. We do a weekly Survivor night. If you ever want to come for that, you'd only need to catch up on this one episode. We do it Wednesday nights. And
people have been trying to get me into Survivor for like 4 years. I tried. I don't like reality TV.
That's fair. We're really digging the season so far. If any of y'all watch it, well, let's get Probes back on here. So then maybe he can try and convert you. Or not.
He could eat my ass.
Okay. Well, should we thank some? Should we thank some?
Well, he's
podcasts?
Sort of zaddy. Let's thank some VI podcasts. Thank you to _ChristianSideHug so he can hug two people simultaneously.
A funny Patreon name bit for the next Zardy would be about how cool and strong Connor Finnegan is.
Agent Michael Scarn.
A call will cut you a fucking deal. Fall to your trembling knees and demand her mercy, and in return, she will hand you a peppercorn.
At this point, I can't tell if Daddy chose Tuesdays or if Tuesdays chose Daddy. It's just, well, me.
Austin's a proud member of the Lego VIP Club, which is like the Mile High Club, except I've never had sex.
Ben is reminiscing on the finale of Sleeper Hit, The Comeback, starring Lisa Kudrow. If you know about this, please become...
Buell. I just go by one name now, like Madonna or The Rock.
Can't do that. Camera's Roid Rage, but it's Hemorrhoid.
Chahawk.
Curvature. That's it. I didn't think of a funny... I'd think of a funny name, but that's like so odd.
Damian Kirk has been on a roll with his names, but he drew a blank this week. Being hilarious is hard, thankless work, man.
Drew Carrymore. So it's Drew Barrymore, but she's got a pair of cargo pants on and they're stuffed to the back.
That's really good. Fancy Octopus is, according to a co, submissive and breedable.
So on the last Zardy, everybody said that I was looking submissive and breedable because I was wearing an oversized like knit sweater with like the sleeves past my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that meant. I was at a party later that night and I was like, yeah, somebody told me I look submissive and breedable. And they were like, that means that they want to fuck you in the ass. And I was like, got it. I should have Googled it. Shouldn't have told this to a stranger. Gray thinks Riley finally watched Suits and has a crush on Gabriel Macht. Bad last name, by the way.
Hold on. I've never watched Suits, but let me see. who this person is. No, that's a no for me. Wait, hold on. You know what? Maybe if I see it in context, just like right now, not my type, not really for me. But I appreciate the,
it doesn't matter.
I eat spaghetti and heat balls. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, but instead of noodles, I eat the sun.
I hate to be the one to say this, but I actually like Seth Rogen's Sausage Party.
Jake Ullman.
Jay's actually in the U.S. for a bit now, and this whole time zone thing might work out this week.
Jesse Tipton.
Joe, and for lack of a better term, well, Malazov.
John Daniels. I feel like it's a trap, but that's just his real name.
JP again. So Riley just started watching Euphoria and is realizing Zendaya is her woman crush any day.
Of course, obviously. Jewel Embiid.
Caleb is too busy to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep.
Beep.
Casper Bo Basper.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Lucas Heinzel.
Michael Begel.
Money, money, money. I'm flush with cash from these Patreon simps. We're famous and we're more important than you.
My name has been the same for months. It's time for a change. Nah. Happy birthday, Jeff. Use code Jeff for 20% off your Balto purchase.
Nate Porteous has a birthday soon and can cry if he wants to. Happy birthday, Nate, new patron. I feel
Nolan
like that's
Murphy
been your name
Brett.
For forever.
A lot of these need to change. I'm sorry to even say.
Nolan Murphy is like a panda in captivity, and I don't think I need to elaborate.
Oh, great. Now they're telling us what to make our Patreon names. What's next? Are they going to come late to the Zardy and leave early?
Oh, hi, Mark. Well, priest.
Oh, so it's lame to advertise your business through your Patreon name? Come say that to my face at Smoking Time on Main Island.
Peaky Blinders. That guy could get silly in my Murphy bed, that is.
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Puff Riley.
Raven Schmaven.
Riley just started listening to Review, and she would take... and she would take special guest Daniel Rashid to the Bone Zone.
Review Ritu. So it's like this podcast, but a sequel.
What would the sequel be? Just us doing another episode? Smooth Pete and his new jazz band, the Corbin Bowl
Players. It would
be
reviews of reviews.
I see.
TJ Michael. Patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
And if you want to follow Jeffrey for some reason on social media, on Instagram he's at Jeffrey James.
Because I'm gorgeous.
And on Twitter it's at Jeff Boyardee.
And if you want to follow Riley's white ass... at Riley Antoine on Instagram, at Riley Coyote on the Twitter.
What if I just tweeted, follow my white ass?
That's a really funny tweet. They already follow you if they're seeing it. And we'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.